Terry and the Pirates. Terry Lee, American boy in China who invented the Terry Scope, and his good friend, the two-fisted, handsome Pat Ryan, are about to make a deal with a notorious dragon lady, powerful bandit leader. But there's many a slip between the deal and the dealers. So let's find out what's in today's transcribed adventures. Terry and the Pirates is brought to you by the makers of Libby's Tomato Juice, one of Libby's 100 famous foods. Say, kids, if you want a real thrill, just do this. Be the first in your gang to get a Terry Scope. Yes, you can get a Terry Scope, one that's exactly like Terry's invention that turned the tables on the dragon ladies. It's made out of cardboard and mirrors just like his. But, of course, yours is brand new and works like a whiz. Gosh, but you've got a swell time ahead when you get your Terry Scope. You can see around corners with it, you know. See without being seen yourself. You can look over tall fences, too, and see what's going on behind you. And, kids, all that isn't the half of it. Actually, this Terry Scope gives you the secret Chinese code that Terry invented and taught to Big Stoop and Connie. It's the code Jude described as secret chicken tracks, remember? And listen, even that isn't all. The Terry Scope gives you the Morse code, too, and it's got a swell new game called a treasure hunt and a tricky picture of Big Stoop. Why, say, you'll get thrills galore from your Terry Scope, and you want to send for it right away. Now, here's all you do to get it. Ask Mother to get a can of Libby's tomato juice and one of Libby's pineapple juice. They're both delicious and a real treat. Then take the labels off the cans, and on the back of one of them, print your full name, age, and address. Mail the labels with 10 cents to Terry in care of Libby's, Chicago, Illinois. Now, that's an easy address to remember. Just Terry in care of Libby's in Chicago. I don't guess I have to remind you of all the tight places where the Terry Scope came to the rescue of our friends in China. How it showed them where the radio invention was hidden and gave them warning when the dragon lady was coming up to search Terry's room. And they tell me that Terry Scope's going to play a big part in the adventure still to come. So you want to have yours so you can follow just what's happening. More than likely, your mother has some Libby's tomato juice and Libby's pineapple juice in the house right now. Look and see after the show, and send for your Terry Scope right off. Remember to enclose 10 cents and give your full name, age, and address. Mail your order to Terry, care of Libby's, Chicago, Illinois. Libby's is spelled L-I-B-B-Y-S. And now, Terry and the Pirates. Well, Terry had better hang on to that Terry Scope of his, because there's a lot of big stuff popping, and it'll come in handy. You see, Terry and Pat and Jude Hennick, the pilot, and Connie and Big Stoop, oh yes, and April Kane and Burma, they all arrived in the Chinese mountains in one way or another to recover the radio device, which was stolen from them by the dragon lady. And then things began to go crazy-like. And now... Well, now, the small radio transmitter that's so valuable, well, it's gone. Just listen to this conversation between Pat Ryan, Terry, and their enemy, the Dragon Lady. And then you'll understand.
I placed the radio invention in this cabinet last night. Mr. Keel was here with me. Oh, it's gone.
Well, Pat and I knew it wasn't in this cabinet, but we thought you'd taken it away and hidden it someplace else.
So you and I have both been cheated, eh? Now neither one of us have the advice.
Well, just a minute, lady, just a minute. You knew that radio gadget wasn't in this cabinet. You're trying to pretend it was stolen from here. You can't make me believe a third person took the invention.
You can't make me believe that you didn't take the radio device from this cabinet either. It must be that we're all lying.
Now, wait a minute. Let's figure this thing out. I used this Terry Scope. I was up there in the room where you locked it.
Yes?
I was able to see down into this room. You put the radio thing into this cabinet, right?
That is so.
All right. Now, who knew it was here? You and Mr. Keel, Pat and me. Anybody else?
That I cannot say.
Okay. So Terry and I come down here and break into this cabinet. The invention's gone. We get hold of Keel and Lawyer Spur before either of them can get near this cabinet. So we count them out.
Then who took it and where is it?
And thus far you have not accounted for your friends, Mr. Ryan. Are they entirely innocent?
I should say so. Dude Hennick and Connie were locked in one room. April Kane and Burma were locked in another.
So much for that. And the fact remains that a third person took it.
How about some of your own people?
Keel and Spur were the only two who knew.
Besides, they both came here to get the transmitter, so they thought it was still here.
Now, look, before we figure out who it is, how about our deal?
What deal? We have nothing to trade. We have nothing to discuss.
Now, look, maybe you don't know it, but you're our prisoner. And Big Stoop is outside in another room with his hand on the neck of your Mr. Keel.
But you cannot leave here without being taken by... Why, you can see my men outside. They have orders to shoot.
What good will that do you?
We can hold you here and make a deal with your men.
Very well. Enough of this silly talk. Mr. Ryan, we both have the same objective. To find
the
radio invention.
Yes, I know.
Now let us be alert. Mr. Ryan, I make a promise to you.
I'll make it a good one.
You and your friend shall go free. You are at liberty to leave Wutong and search in your own way for the missing radio transmitter.
Well, say now, that's very noble of
you.
If
you find it, we are to share and share alike in whatever is done with it. Do you understand?
Well, okay, it's a deal.
I, too, have a few ideas about the location of the invention, but I shall follow them out in my own way.
And if you find the radio transmitter, what about us?
It remains all mine. But you may leave Wutong, if you wish.
Well, how will we know if you locate
it? We won't.
Well, what are you going to do with Mr. Keel and Lawyer Spur?
There are ways of forcing the truth from people. If either man knows the whereabouts of the missing device, they shall tell me sooner or later.
Okay. I'll have Stoop bring Keel upstairs and lock him in with Lawyer Spur.
Golly, Dragon Lady, why are we always on opposite sides? Why can't we be friends?
It is much too early in the morning to discuss such things, Terry Lee.
Well, I guess we just can't see eye to eye. Oh, speaking of eye to eye, how do you like this periscope? I guess there's no harm in telling you about it. You see...
Yes, I understand. You put one end down through the ceiling and saw into this room.
Oh, it's good for a lot of other things, too. Like, well, for instance, I can... look through it while I'm standing here, and I can, I can see that cabinet over there against the other wall, and I'm not even facing that way.
Never mind. I'm in no mood for all that has happened this morning.
Now then, Dragon Lady, your two crooked pals are locked up in the room at the top of the stairs. They're your prisoners, but please be gentle.
Thank you. I shall attend to them at once. And as for you... I wish you good luck in your search for the radio transmitter. Good day, gentlemen.
Pat, I got an idea. It came to me like a 10-ton truck.
Something the Dragon Lady said to you?
No, listen, I'm probably all wrong, but maybe I'm not.
Okay, try and make sense, Terry.
Well, look here. Take a look through this periscope. Now, stand this way and look through. What do you see?
Why, I see the cabinet against the wall.
Yeah, that's right, but... Now take a look without the periscope.
But it's... Oh, I see. It's the same kind of cabinet, only it's over there on the other wall.
Yeah, this cabinet here against this wall and that one over there are exactly alike.
Yeah, but... Oh, come now, Terry. Don't tell me all of us have made a mistake. I mean...
No, of course we didn't make a mistake. My idea's crazy, I guess. I guess when I looked through the periscope, I got an idea, but it wasn't any good.
Are you trying to say that maybe the radio invention is locked in that other cabinet on the other side of the room?
When I saw the cabinet through the periscope, the idea struck me, but... No, I guess not, huh?
Hiya, Soap. Come on, Terry, snap out of it. How could a radio transmitter the size of a loaf of bread be in that other cabinet over there?
I know I'm wrong, Pap, but if I hadn't been looking through the periscope, I might never have... Say, Stoop. Look 'em, see? You look 'em box so big, loaf bread like a miss. You look 'em in this window, see Dragon Lady put 'em box in cabinet. Savvy?
He's nodding his head. Look 'em, Stoop. Where go box? Bad fella take 'em way?
No, he's shaking his head. Means the portable transmitter was in here, but wasn't taken away. But in that case, where is it? Look 'em, Stoop. Where box in cabinet? You show 'em Terry, Pat.
wonder what he's going to do.
Look, Matt, he's lifting this heavy cabinet and lugging it across to the other wall.
Wait. Maybe Big Stoop knows what he's doing.
Now what's he going to do?
Wait, we'll see. Look at the big fella grin.
Stoop, did you look through a window last night in this room?
He nods his head. Sure he did, Terry. Say, it's as plain as day.
Sure it is. Big Stoop switched cabinets last night before he came upstairs and let us out. Boy, oh boy, was that smart.
Musky jumping, Joe, what do you know? Big Stoop knew the radio inventions in this cabinet, so he changed the two cabinets around. Naturally, when we or anybody else looked in this cabinet, nothing was there.
Sure, it was the wrong cabinet, and all the time...
Yeah, I'll bet all the tea in China that little radio invention is right in this cabinet, the one Stoop just brought over here from the other wall.
Dog, Stoop is sure a smarty pants, huh?
Not so bad yourself, Terry. If you hadn't been fooling with that telescope, you might not have gotten the idea. I'll bet if we hadn't asked Big Stoop any questions, he wouldn't have made a move to show us the twin cabinet trip.
Well, anyway, let's take a look in this cabinet and see if we're right.
Okay. I have a hunch this is one of the times we are right. Yes, I have a hunch also that Pat and Terry are getting a break, thanks to Big Stoop and thanks to the Terryscope. That tricky device is going to save our friends a lot of trouble before long. Boys and girls, you heard Terry say yesterday how pleased he'd be if every one of you sent for a Terry scope like his. Well, I know you wouldn't want to disappoint a friend like Terry. I expect you'd send for one just to please him. But actually, the person who'll be missing out if you don't get a Terry scope is Mr. You yourself. Believe me, you'll be missing a pile of fun and excitement if you don't send right away. You see, kids, it isn't only that you'll be getting a Terryscope, just like the one that's playing such a big part in the show. The Terryscope you'll get has 8 exciting special features. Codes, games, tricks you can't get anywhere else in the world. And it's a swell-looking thing, too. All lacquered shiny red and black with a dragon and Chinese characters on it. And pictures of Pat and Burma and our other friends. Now, to get this thrilling new Terryscope, here's all you do. You take a label from a can of Libby's delicious tomato juice and one from Libby's grand pineapple juice. Then you print your full name, age, and address on the back of one and mail the labels, along with 10 cents, to Terry in care of Libby's, Chicago, Illinois. You're getting a marvelous bargain, kids, when you get this unique Terryscope for just 10 cents and 2 Libby's labels. It's a chance that won't come your way again after this offer is over. So get your order in now. Address Terry, care of Libby's, Chicago, Illinois. Send a label from Libby's tomato juice, a label from Libby's pineapple juice, and a dime. And, of course, enclose your full name and address. Well, now that our adventurous friends almost have their hands on the precious radio transmitter, what's the next move? Well, they don't know, so how could I possibly tell you? Well, I guess we'll have to join them tomorrow, huh? And find out for sure.